Today we are continuing our journey through Psalm 23 with part 3 of our series, Never Alone. You know, this is the time of the year when many folks are taking some vacation, which often includes a road trip. Now, if you are taking a road trip to some new territory, some unfamiliar territory, I wonder if you've ever pulled out a paper road map that might look something like this. Familiar with that? Now, if you are from an older generation, you might say, well, of course I'm familiar with that. That's the norm. And it was the norm to use a paper road map or a road atlas to navigate your way through unfamiliar territory a few decades ago. Younger folks would look at something like that and they'd say, how in the world can you even interpret that? That's so confusing. What ancient document is that? In fact, I've heard that lots of younger folks are actually going to the internet and Googling articles on how to interpret, navigate using a paper road map. Now, older folks might say, come on, that's a basic life skill. If you can't do that, how are you going to do anything else in life? And some ornery folks might actually say something like this. It's just another step downward in the wussification of American culture. We are too soft as a culture. Well, for those of you that might be fully committed to a paper map, you know, there is one big flaw with those things. They can't give you real-time information. They can't tell you about a traffic jam. They can't tell you about road construction. And so you can wind up using a paper map not knowing what's ahead of you because things are changing up ahead. And the first thing you know, you're off the main road and you are guessing your way through unfamiliar territory. And guessing your way through unfamiliar territory can lead to some crazy moments. Now, there's a whole group of people, doesn't matter age anymore, who would probably say, you know what, I don't need to carry around a paper map like that. I don't need a big, thick road atlas because I have access to any street in any location, anywhere, anytime I want by using the map on my cell phone. And you might navigate your way around looking something like this. This wonderful thing, you might say, it will help me know exactly where I am right now, and it will show me step by step, turn by turn, how to get where I want to go. And I have to tell you, it works great most of the time. But have you ever been totally dependent on your cell phone map or your GPS and lost your connection? Suddenly, you find yourself without any direction at all, and you have to start doing the same thing you do with a paper road map when something unexpected happens. You wind up guessing your way through unfamiliar territory. I mean, some crazy things can happen. Craziness can ensue when we are sort of flying blind. But I wonder if there's not something far more frightening than guessing your way on a road trip in unfamiliar territory. See, I think there is something more frightening, and I think it's actually guessing your way through life. Sadly, there are billions of people in our world today that are doing just that. They have fallen into the cycle of just sort of guessing their way through the unfamiliar territory of life. And guess what? Everything up ahead of us is unfamiliar. We've not lived tomorrow yet. It's unfamiliar territory. And lots of people are guessing their way through. They're just sort of treating life like a big coin flip, and you never really know which side of the coin you're going to get, heads or tails. Or people are making decisions based on whatever voices are screaming loudest in our society. Some folks, they decide how to live based on whichever wind of popular culture is blowing the strongest, or whatever emotion seems to be dominating them at the moment. But what if you and I could get good guidance and good direction, have a good map, personal, consistent, intimate direction every moment for every day? What if we could actually have a sort of a GPS for our soul as we navigate through the unfamiliar territory of life on this planet? Well, friends, according to Scripture, That is not only possible, it is God's desire for you and for me. This promise of guidance and direction is actually a part of this scripture passage we've been looking at this summer, Psalm 23. So I want to invite you to find that passage of scripture. And you will know, if you have been with us the first couple of weeks, that we've discovered at the very beginning of this psalm, we are reminded that the Lord is our good shepherd. This psalm is truly all about the good shepherd. And as we declare our need for a good shepherd, that's the key to us experiencing all of the beauty and the blessings mentioned in the remainder of this psalm. For instance, last week we talked about verse 2 and the beginning of verse 3, where it talks about God giving us the opportunity to be refreshed in our souls and in our spirits and renewed in our strength for our spiritual life, emotionally, relationally, in every single way. We talked about green meadows where we're refreshed and strengthened, and peaceful streams, all of those wonderful things. But we've discovered that in order to experience the beauty and the blessing of verse 2, all of the renewal, the refreshment, the new strength, you have to embrace the good shepherd of verse 1. And that pattern is true of what we're going to talk about today in verse 3. We have to embrace the good shepherd to experience all of the blessings and benefits of the rest of the psalm. So I want to invite you to look with me at these first three verses of Psalm 23. And it's becoming familiar to us now, and I hope it's getting grooved into your heart and into your mind. And I want to invite you just to read those verses with me again. Let's just do it out loud wherever we are worshiping together today. Here's the psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to His name. I love David's image of a good shepherd guiding us along the right paths in our life. I think it's so interesting that David uses the image of a shepherd guiding us. And I think David does this because he knows we need to be led. We don't need a cowboy to herd us or to drive us. We need a shepherd to care for us, to guide us, to protect us, to lead us. And we have one. We have a shepherd who knows us so intimately because He created us, designed us, put us together. And because He knows us so well, He knows our name and He knows how to guide us. You see, this good shepherd understands who we are, where we are, and where we need to go. David, in talking about the shepherd guiding us along, he helps us understand that the shepherd truly understands life's journey. Now, David, we know, was a shepherd before he became a king. So David understood shepherding. And the imagery that he uses is reminding us that a shepherd actually migrates his sheep from one pasture to another depending on the season of the year. And as you study Psalm 23 from that perspective, it really becomes clear that this scene that is being painted for us by David is not a static or stationary scene. It's a journey. He's taking us and talking about our journey of life. For a shepherd with sheep, the flocks begin in green pastures, David says, and then they go to peaceful streams, and they continue along well-worn pathways. They thread through dark canyons. They meander into mountain areas. They circle back through autumn days and arrive at the master's house just before winter. David knew about shepherding sheep through the seasons of their life and their year. And our good shepherd, our God, He understands all of the different seasons of our life. He understands the different ways that we will navigate through or need to navigate our way through the various experiences and circumstances and seasons and phases that we're going to go through. Dr. J.I. Packard points out that when David talks about this guidance being given to us by a good shepherd, he's talking about far more than just an isolated action or an isolated moment. He says this applies or implies a daily pattern of following God's guidance and direction in our life. It's a daily journey. Sometimes I think we come to this misunderstanding of what faith is about, and we think that it's just a one moment of prayer or one decision to follow, and we forget that this is a journey. And that our good shepherd wants to walk every moment, every day, every year, all through life with us, leading and guiding and directing. This good shepherd, because he understands life's journey, he knows that at every step, every crossroad, every on-ramp, every exit ramp, he knows the way. He knows the right path. David says, this good shepherd, he will guide you on the right path. You know, all of us have things that lead or guide us. One of the most important questions that we could ask ourselves today is, what is leading or guiding my life right now? For some people, life is being led by what we might call OPEs, other people's expectations. It might go something like this for you. You're not really an athletic person, but a bunch of people in your family or a bunch of people around you, they love sports, and so you find yourself, because of their expectations, being a part of every sport and every sports league because they wanted you to. Your life is led by other people's expectations. Or maybe as a high schooler, you didn't particularly like science, but you were good at it. And so other people said, wow, that's awesome. You should do that for your life. And so you wind up, because of their idea and their thought and their expectations of taking pre-med in college, even though you really didn't like it. On and on it can go, just like that, and you know the kind of pattern. And the first thing you know, you look back at your life and you realize that at every crossroad in life, you let somebody else and their expectations actually determine the direction of your life. And you can just sort of trace your life through what this person wanted and this person wanted and this person wanted. The sum total of your life has been lived by other people's expectations of you. For other folks, their life is lived by this deep-seated need to acquire the best or achieve the highest goal or scale the ladder to the highest rung. And so they always are looking for the next promotion or the new house or the new car or the coolest TV or their kids to excel in the next best thing. Their lives are lived by getting more or the next achievement or the next success or having the best. Other people might lead their life based on the to-do list that they have. And everything is all about just checking off the list. Others might be led by whatever desire or feeling is strongest at that moment. Do any of those sound familiar to you? We're all led and guided by something or someone. And if we're honest, we would know that on our own, we are all going to make the wrong choices. We're all going to take the wrong turn. We're actually going to go the opposite direction of where we should go. We need leadership. We need guidance. We need direction. And David says to us in Psalm 23, the good shepherd will guide you on the right paths. If you are reading other translations, it might say he will guide us onto the paths of righteousness. And that phrase there in the original language really does have a dual meaning. It first means that there are right paths the shepherd will guide us on. They are right for you and they're right for me. They represent the decisions and directions that fulfill God's plan and will for our life. God knows us and He knows what He has created us to do and to be and to accomplish. He knows the right path for us. The second meaning is that we will be led on righteous paths, which means we will be led to walk daily this journey of life in a way that actually is right in God's eyes, that actually pleases and honors Him. Now, friends, this promise of daily guidance, it's woven throughout Scripture. Let me give you just a few references. In Proverbs, we're told that if we trust in the Lord with all of our heart and don't lean on our own understanding, but acknowledge Him, that He will direct our paths. In Psalm 37, we're told that the Lord will direct the steps of those who follow Him. He delights in every detail of their lives. In Psalm 139, we're reminded that before we were ever born, God saw every day of our life, and it was laid out before Him. In Isaiah 48, we are told that I'm the Lord your God who teaches you what is good for you and leads you along the paths you should follow. In Psalm 32, we're told that God says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. If you fast forward into the New Testament, you see the life of Jesus, and as Jesus is preparing the disciples for what's going to come, His crucifixion and resurrection and then ascension back to heaven, He says to them in John 16, verse 13, the Holy Spirit is going to come. Even though I'm going to go away, the Holy Spirit is going to come, and He will guide us, guide you into all truth. Throughout all of Scripture, we are told that God wants to guide us in the right path. So think about it. We are promised daily direction and daily guidance from a God who sees simultaneously the past, present, and future. Why would we ever settle for letting anyone or anything else lead and guide our life when we can have a good shepherd who is simultaneously able to see the entirety of our life? I think sometimes we get distracted from God's direction because we always want something that's dramatic or sensational, something that sort of rocks our world and tells us which direction to go. And sometimes God does get our attention in dramatic ways. But don't miss this. Most often, God gently prompts us to follow His leadings. It's the Good Shepherd's job to lead and to guide, and it's our job to follow His promptings. When we're following the promptings of the Good Shepherd, we discover that it's in that moment that we are truly living out our purpose for life. Our true purpose in life, it's a part of God's plan. It's a part of God's purpose for this whole world. Let me note with you again these words. It says, He guides me along the right paths, bringing honor to His name. David is trying to help us understand that when we follow the right path that the shepherd is leading us upon, that the shepherd actually knows how our journey intersects with His purpose for the whole world. Your life and my life is designed by God to not only make the world a better place, but to help fulfill His ultimate purpose for this whole universe. God has designed you to play a role, to make a difference, to carry the baton. When we follow His guidance and direction, we actually are helping God accomplish His purpose. And when we live this way, people are pointed to Him. People actually are pointed to the Good Shepherd. That kind of life honors Him. It reminds me of a very familiar verse that we use at Grace Point a lot, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, where it talks about us being a masterpiece of God, created in Christ Jesus to do the things that He has planned for us long ago. We have this Good Shepherd. Jesus is the ultimate Good Shepherd. And He is saying, I'm the living embodiment of the Good Shepherd, and if you follow Me, if you let Me lead you, if you let Me guide you, then you are able to do exactly what God designed you to do. As we follow each day, we're actually able to live out the purpose for which we were created. I love a statement that's been a part of my thinking for a long time. It's incredible to realize what we do each day has meaning in the big picture of God's plan. Think about it. What you do today, the way you live today, the way you follow the shepherd today, actually has meaning in God's great plan for this entire universe. When I think about that truth that this scripture is communicating, it makes me want to just declare again, Jesus, I want you to be my good shepherd. I want to follow you. I'm committed to following you every day of my life. And maybe as you are meandering your way through life, and as you are living life in unfamiliar territory, maybe today that's where you find yourself, needing to make that declaration for a first time or again, that Jesus, I do want you to be my good shepherd. I'm declaring my allegiance to you, and I am committed to follow you. Maybe you're like me, and as you look at this scripture, not only are you reminded that you need to declare that Jesus is the good shepherd, but you're reminded that we need to say this prayer daily. Help me understand the promptings that you're giving to me, God, and help me clearly see the direction that you're leading me. Help me to recognize the path that you're leading me on. And maybe that's where you find yourself today. Maybe you are in desperate need of direction in a specific area of your life. Maybe you need clarity to see the next turn to take, the on-ramp to get on, or the exit ramp to get off. As you think about these daily promptings from God and daily direction from Him, let me just share with you some principles that are helpful to think about, some questions that are helpful to ask. There's so much information that we receive in our world today, and you can Google anything on the internet, and you can find any kind of information to support whichever direction you want to go. But what we really want to know is what direction the Good Shepherd is leading us to go. And so as you sift through information and sift through ideas and thoughts and feelings and promptings, one of the ways you can know if a prompting and leading is from God is by asking yourself, does it agree with Scripture? Does it actually agree with Scripture? Because here's the truth. God's direction today will never lead you to do something that violates a principle of Scripture. And so if whatever you're reading on the internet or whatever you're hearing somebody else say, if it's encouraging you to violate a principle of Scripture, then you can know it's not from God. Another question to ask is simply this. Does this make me more Christ-like? This thing that I feel prompted to do, or this way that I feel prompted to act, or this relationship that I'd like to be in, is it going to make me more Christ-like? Wherever God guides, it will make us more like Jesus, not less like Jesus. Another question is this. Do the people I trust most confirm this? I mean, if you are privileged to be in a family of people who truly love you, maybe that's your biological family, maybe that's your church family. If God has brought people around you who are followers of Him, then they are there to encourage you and to walk the journey with you. And listen, the people who love you most are far more reliable than whatever article you can read on the internet. Do the people who you trust most confirm this direction that you are about to take? Another great question is this. Do I sense God's peace about this? Deep in my heart, do I sense God's peace? Now, here's something to clarify. Just because you sense God's peace about something doesn't mean that it will be easy. Doesn't mean that. In fact, some of the hardest things I've ever done have been things I had the most peace about. God's peace does not mean easy. It just means that His peace and presence and provision will be with you right through that moment as you follow Him. And then a final question that I would encourage you to ask is simply this. Is it consistent with how God has shaped me? Now, there's no question that God can use us any way that He wants to, and He can give us a special blessing or a special anointing for a specific moment that will enable us to do something we could never, ever do in any other time, in any other moment. No question God can do that. But think about this. God designed you, God shaped you for a reason and for a purpose. So when He leads you, He leads you in a way that enables you to use your gifts and abilities and passions and experiences for maximum benefit. Is this prompting, is this direction, is this pathway you're about to go on, is it being directed by God? If it is, it'll agree with Scripture. If it is, it will make you more Christ-like. If it is, the people you trust most will confirm it. If it's a leading from God, you will sense God's peace about it. And it will be consistent with how God has shaped you. Man, wouldn't it be wonderful to have a map that gives you real-time information? Wouldn't it be wonderful to have a map that will guide you even when you don't have an internet connection? Friends, we do have a guide like that. It's the Good Shepherd. And He is completely reliable. This moment, this day. And I hope that you will make a decision to declare Him as your leader and your Lord. And I hope that you will make a decision to follow His leading on the right paths every day of your life. Let me pray with you. God, we are so grateful that You offer us the opportunity to follow You and be led by You every moment of every day. You didn't just plop us here on this planet and then just say, figure it all out on your own. No, You give us everything we need to be able to know how to live. You give us those principles that guide us and lead us. And so I pray that You would help all of us to just make this declaration that we are going to follow You. And I pray, Lord, that You would help us then to open our hearts to Your leadings in our life every moment of every day. And there are folks who are a part of our gatherings today who are saying, God, I desperately need guidance in this particular area of my life. And God, I know that You hear those prayers. And I know that You are in the business of answering those prayers. And so I pray that even as we're calling out and crying out to You today about specific areas of our life, I pray, Lord, that You would already begin giving us direction and leadership and guidance in those areas of our life. And as we think about these things that we are feeling and promptings that we are experiencing, God, would You help us to be able to sift through all of the stuff that is not of You and let it just go away, and help us zero in on following the true direction that You give us, and give us the courage to follow You even when it might be difficult and challenging. God, we thank You for being our Good Shepherd, and we thank You for guiding us today. And we pray and ask all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, I'm so grateful that you have been with us to share part three of this series, Never Alone. If we can serve you and pray for you in some way, it would be our privilege and honor to do that. And you can communicate to us via the connection card that is on our website. You can go to our website and you can click that link and you can just fill in the information and share with us how we can serve you, and it would be our privilege to do that. We want to ask that you just simply let God's truth continue to marinate in your heart and mind this week as you let the Good Shepherd guide you.